On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
With kickoff rapidly approaching, now is the perfect time to start preparing for the fantasy football season. If you want to dominate your draft, check out the Roto-World Draft Guide for everything you'll need to get a leg up on the competition. It includes more than 500 player profiles, Evan Silva sleepers and busts, mock draft analysis for six different types of leagues, positional rankings from five of our experts, customizable projections, and much, much more. So head on over to rotoworld.com/draftguide. That's rotoworld.com/draftguide to take your first step towards fantasy football glory.
This is CSN's Redskins Talk. Here is your host, JP Finley.
What up, everybody? It's game day. Preseason game one, Skins-Ravens, tonight live on CSN. That better be where you watch it. And if you don't watch it there, I'm going to be mad. So, we're going to talk a lot about this game. Rich Tandler and I are going to break it down. We might have a surprise guest. We might not. First, we want to kick it to Chick Hernandez. Got a sit-down with Kirk Cousins where they talked about the 2017 season and his maturation as a quarterback and as a person. And we want to get that to you guys right now.
This is a contract-free discussion, except to say that you know it's going to be, you're going to hear it. And in fact, we did hear it a couple of days ago. One fan yelling, you missed Pryor.
Sure.
You missed number 11, $24 million man.
Yes.
The next play, you went deep, found him, and came to that fan. So my question is, you obviously heard it.
Yeah.
And did you call a play going, let's get this, I need to?
Well, the story there was there was one last play, and it was already scripted. So it was, okay. Dixie Wright, zebra short, three jet, zebra pressure, Z snapper, I believe.
Gesundheit.
And I said to Terrell, I said, you got a go ball here, Terrell. You got a chance. If you do get open, I'm throwing it, you know. So Josh Norman, for whatever reason, turned him loose, and we were able to get the completion. So then, yeah, I went over and gave him a high five.
I go into the equipment room every year, and I say, give me the biggest thigh pads you got. One, because I got skinny legs. And two, I don't like thigh contusions.
We had you mic'd up this year for camp. We've seen your rap, Hamilton.
Yeah.
You admitted that the Creed thing was a joke last year. It kind of snowballed.
It sure did.
But you're also very good because you knew who was going to be mic'd up. You were very smart, I think, in that you kind of identified who was the mic'd up person each day, which was let everybody know that, hey, let's be careful around Randy. He's got the mic on.
Right.
That's a veteran move out of you.
Well, I'm learning each and every year. And you know, the DC media, you got to be careful, man. You'll get run over, so you got to be careful and play it smart.
Yeah. DC media, really? I mean,
you guys do a really good job, but you're also, you know, you're fair, but you're tough.
Okay.
And you know, you got to recognize
right,
that.
Right. Right. Lastly, as you get ready for the regular season, what is it that you want to? I mean, I know the Super Bowl is what you want, obviously. What do you want to leave Redskins Nation feeling, having watched this team?
Well, I want the fans to always feel excitement and hope and that we're moving in the right direction. Only one team can win the Super Bowl at the end of the year. That's obviously the goal. But in the Redskins' history, they've won only three in all their 85 years, and three is one of the better teams. So, you know, we got to have other things that we celebrate and are feeling good about. And I want fans to be excited. I want, you know, this organization to be moving in a direction where people can't wait to get on board and get involved and get behind it. And But they, when they think Redskins, when they see that logo, they think excellence, they think class, they think winning. I want, you know, those things to be synonymous, and you know, we have to go out in the field and earn that and prove that week in and week out.
If you win the Super Bowl, does the wife get a ring? Because really, she's doing the MVP job here.
No doubt. If we win the Super Bowl, a lot of people are going to get a lot of things, and my wife will be well taken care of. But yeah, there's no doubt that she's carrying the load this fall with the new baby on the way. And you know, the other catch though is if we win and it's working well, I'm going to say, hey, even when the off season comes, it's working so well, maybe you should just, we should keep up this arrangement. I don't know. No, I'm just playing.
No.
But she's done a great job and she's got a great attitude about it. So that makes it better.
Continued success, my friend.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Kirk is a smooth dude, man. He just always seems to know the right things to say, and he has a different level of confidence about him this year. I think that it is kind of noticeable compared to last year. Let's bring in my man Rich Tandler. What's up, dude?
Doing great.
Doing great. All right, and now reveal yourself, mystery guest.
Hello, friends.
It's local celebrity Mitch Tischler.
Woo!
The crowd goes wild. All right, guys, let's start with the starters. How much do we think we will see them in Baltimore?
I think you will see. I actually looked at last year in Atlanta because Jay has been very dodgy about saying so for good reason. I mean, he wants the guys to be prepared to play longer if he thinks he needs them. But Kirk Cousins, DeSean Jackson, and Pierre Garçon played 8 snaps, which was the first drive, which ended in a punt. But, you know, they were okay after that. And then the starting offensive line stayed in for another series with Colt McCoy at quarterback. So they end up playing, like, I think it was 17 snaps there. So anywhere between 8 to 15, depending on who you are.
I think we see them for one drive, unless that drive is a 3-and-out. So if they go first down, 3-and-out, I still think that's the last we see of them. Kirk's not working with, he's working with his first team O-line. There's enough of the wide receivers that aren't going to be playing, key players for him to hit, that I don't think they want to, A, either affect confidence, or B, have him out there with guys who he's not going to be, who aren't going to be on the field in a regular game.
Right, but what about the concept of leaving that O-line in for a little more work? And bringing in McCoy, you know, especially if the Ravens leave their starters on defense in a little bit longer.
I
don't think we're going to see much. Yeah, I think Cousins is one drive. Maybe if it's a 3-and-out.
If it's a 3-and-out, you bring him back.
I don't think Trent's going to play much. You know, you talk about your starting O-line. Maybe some of those other guys play, but they know what Trent's got. Trent doesn't really love the preseason, and they are all very comfortable with Ty and Secchi as well.
Right.
Which I think plays a fairly large part in it. All right, look, we'll leave the other four in. Trent, you're done. Ty, go get a rep with those guys.
That would make perfect sense. And then leave Ty in for another series or two.
Defensively, it's a little different, I think. I mean, because offensively, I mean, here's the thing is the starting offense is going to be Vernon Davis, Ryan Grant. I mean,
right.
Who's going to – I mean, assuming they come out and – in a 3-wide-out set, who are we talking about here?
Niles
Brian
Paul
Quick.
Would be happy to play.
Matt Hazel?
I'm just saying, like, you're going to have Pryor on one side. You're going to have Vernon at tight end. You need a slot guy, and you need another receiver. Ryan Grant is one of those two. He's not both.
He's a slot.
Okay.
A
slot, yeah. So who's your third receiver out there?
You know, rewards him. Matt Hazel.
I'm throwing Matt Hazel out there.
Maybe they just open in the 11 set and have two tight ends out there. I think it's Niles Paul out there.
No, that'd be a 12 set.
Wow. I'm telling you, my brain's melting.
Numbers aren't great today.
But, yeah, you know, they'll vary their formations, things like that, but not all that much because you just want to keep it straight. You want regular blocking. You don't want to do anything.
Vanilla play calling.
Maybe you start out with Niles in the backfield as the fullback, and then you got Vernon at tight end, and that kind of eats up one of those wide-out spots.
Right,
for five plays for Kirk or however many plays. Something quick.
All right, defensively, what are we – all right, here's a bigger question on defense. How much can we take away from whoever lines up as the starting defensive line?
None.
Zero.
I mean, maybe more than zero, but not very much.
You said none. Isn't that zero?
He said none. I said zero. Yet I was the wrong one.
You said none. Mitch said zero, and you said no. More than zero.
Jim Tomsula said it himself. The guy's wearing a helmet. He wants to see him play. I don't think that's going to change.
But we're talking about the guys you line up at start. You don't think those three guys that are out there have some kind of an edge over the other guys?
What if it's four guys?
You don't line up with four.
Wait, now you got him starting the preseason in a 4-3, Mitch?
I'm just trying to get the people angry.
The amount of 4-3 anger.
Oh my God, that would be no. It's a 3-4 anger.
We're trying to get the people going.
4-3 desire.
All right, so starting lineup is going to be, because Preston is out, he's got a hurt ankle. Remember that. So going left to right, I'm saying Kerrigan, Hood, Taylor, McGee, Junior Gallette.
Something tells me Kerrigan doesn't play.
You got Kerrigan not playing?
Yeah.
Why? He's out there today.
Is this a hunch?
I know. It's a hunch. Just a hunch. Did he play in the preseason last year? I don't know if he played.
He was coming off of elbow or the thumb. He had surgery.
He's coming off of being near 30 as well.
Remember he had hand surgery.
No, dude, he had surgery.
And he doesn't need to play.
Tandler, this is a kind of a weird hot take you're coming in with right now.
It's not that weird.
It's a bold prediction.
That's what Taylor's
it's
in the bold prediction.
No, that's what
I tell you what. Jay Gruden, he is ultra super cautious.
Totally.
Preseason.
I mean, remember when Kirk didn't play? Right.
Yes.
Totally. But I find it odd that you're honing in on Ryan Kerrigan's going to get the night off.
He's the older guy. I don't know. Just like I said, just a hunch.
You know what? I'm going to throw a quick plug in here. You can find out at 6:30 on Redskins kickoff on CSN. The hour-long pregame show before.
What if we don't know by 6:30?
We'll know. Inactives will be out there. We'll know.
Do they do inactives when the roster is 90 deep?
Yeah.
Actually, it's a good point.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, no. PR puts something out.
We'll see him out there in a t-shirt and not a jersey.
Right. So they'll put out like these guys aren't going to play, but it's not an inactives list.
Right. You remember that inactive or guys aren't going to play list from Tampa last year?
Everybody,
email
half of them didn't travel.
That's what I'm saying. Right. I got the email with 24 names on it. It was wild.
Dear good people of Tampa, please make the weather be better when we come down there this year. Because that should be a really fun trip. Last preseason game of the year, everybody's in a good mood. Tampa, Florida, that should be fun. Last year in a hurricane was not fun. I got scared by a cannon. We had to. That game was played on a Wednesday night.
They moved it up 24 hours. It was 3 days beforehand.
It was chaos. So I don't know that you can control the weather.
They can't.
People in Tampa.
I can't tell you that.
They can't. I thought they could down there.
You know what? If we get the weather from Richmond down in Tampa, I'll take it.
Dude, I tell you what. Now I know we got a couple days left of camp after the Ravens game. The weather for this training camp has been pretty damn spectacular.
It has.
For August in Central Virginia.
You know, there were two days they were calling for lightning storm, rainstorms.
Yeah. Never came.
All, you know, like kids trying to get our snow day from work where we wanted them to cancel practice.
But when just you, not Tandler, dude.
But when the rain didn't come, it was pretty beautiful out. Cool, breezy, pleasant almost.
I mean, there were a couple hot days, but it was never like a true like scorcher where you want to kill yourself and you go outside. And I think it's been pretty pleasant.
No doubt.
I wish I could say the same about the company.
Or the company we work for?
Like you. Company, like the company that I
think we've been fairly pleasant, no?
Yeah, Taylor's had a couple moments here and there.
We all it gets a little testy in the tent, to say the least.
The other day we did the Facebook Live with Tress Way in his game, and
that was fun.
It's a lot of fun. We were talking with the guys about how testy they get out on the field sometimes because they spend every minute of the day together, and I just reminded them that many, many, many of the media corps have that same testiness. We spend just as many hours with our coworkers as they do with theirs.
So we know that I don't like to get in the bold prediction business, but I'm going to make one since Tandler's making one. I could see Josh Norman not playing Thursday night. That's my pick.
That would start Breland and Fuller at corner.
Especially at corner. I mean, there's more guys they want to see that they'll probably get to. Go ahead.
I got to be with Swearinger and Sua, you have two new safeties there. You need to give those guys time to...
So how many reps are they getting, though?
Well, that was going to be my hot take, was I think they play multiple possessions. Like most of the first quarter.
Swearinger and Sua, or just Sua?
Swearinger, Sua,
Norman Breland. Breland.
Those guys need to get work together. You can only get so many reps out here when you're not hitting.
And you know the plays.
And you know the plays. Right. I mean, those guys need those reps together, figuring out when, you know, what it's good, how hard Swearinger is going to be able to hit a guy on a go route. Where are these guys, how they stack up with each other.
Your theory holds water, dude. That makes sense. I'm not sure it'll happen.
Is that a bold prediction or no, Rich?
Well, what are you saying? The whole first quarter?
The starters will play. No, I would not say.
Oh, what do you know?
Prediction.
Chandler's throwing cold water on a reasonable.
I said a starter wouldn't play.
He's saying the whole first quarter.
They didn't play the whole first quarter. You don't think does a first team defense play the whole first quarter?
Okay, all right, bold. Bold, Mitch, bold!
That's what I was looking for.
All right, Pete, since you walked in coincidentally during a podcast, what is your one bold prediction for Ravens-Redskins Thursday night?
Kirk Cousins throws an interception on his first drive.
Wow, that's bold. Now get the hell out of here.
Boom, mic drop.
That is bold.
We shouldn't drop the mic because we still got a couple minutes.
If he throws a pick, he's got to come back, right?
If he throws a pick, he's coming back.
No,
but if
no.
he throws two picks, he's definitely not coming back.
No.
I also don't think he's throwing a pick. Taylor?
No.
He you weighing
no.
in on that?
He could throw a pick, but if he does, he won't come back necessarily.
I heard
if he throws a pick on the seventh play, he'll just stay. Come back for what? I mean,
turn down for what?
JP on TV the other day was talking about an ideal first drive for Kirk and was talking about...
Oh, yeah. You guys answer that one.
I will. So it's somewhere between 8 and 12 passes. I don't think he's going to throw, though. I think this is the preseason first game. There's a lot of, you know, bellies and dives and
that's true.
Leads. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of...
It could be 4 for 6.
Yeah. I think we're looking somewhere more in the 5-pass range.
4 for 6.
We're going to see a lot of Rob Kelly between the tackles. And that's going to be kind of what the offense looks like. Now, if he throws a pick, I think that he comes back in.
Well, it depends on what. If
it
throws
depends
a pick
on the circumstances.
On the second snap,
yeah.
Yes, he'll probably come back. Throws him around the 8th snap, no.
I don't think it's happening.
Who is your leading rusher in Baltimore on the Redskins side of things? Who has the most yards at the end of that game? Because I got my pick, and I'm going first, so you guys can't take it. Mac Brown.
Okay, well, there aren't that many candidates for us to take.
There's four guys easy, and Kenny Hilliard's going to get some reps.
Okay,
five
Kenny
guys.
Hilliard will not lead. Rob Kelly will not. Chris Thompson will not. So the only other possibility is Samaje Perine.
Well, I made my pick, so you make yours, dude.
Samaje Perine.
I think you guys are sleeping.
Uh-oh, who you got?
We're going Colt McCoy on the read option.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to break one for 20. He's going to have a 12-yard run. Another 12-yard run. Those 32, 35 yards might be enough to lead the team.
Good thing I don't subtract sack yards off of quarterback rushing yards.
You're such a hater on Colt. That's like your new Rob Kelly hate on. That's your 2017 hate position.
I don't hate him. I don't hate him as a 3 or 4 game guy. As a 16-game starter, yes.
Folks, this has been a lot
of
fun.
As a guy. I like him as a guy also, but. Not as a 16-game start.
I like him as a running back, so let's go.
Yeah.
This has been fun. Last thing, score prediction. We'll start with Mitch.
27-25 Redskins.
I will go with 24-23 Ravens.
We know it's going to be a weird score. Preseason is always weird.
All right, you got to throw one weird number in.
So I think it's going to be like 30-16, one team or the other.
Give
doesn't
team. Really matter.
I think give the Skins have a better offense, even their second team offense.
Yeah, Ryan Mallett is
right.
The starting quarterback, and it goes downhill from
and
there.
And who's the running back for the Ravens? Bobby Rainey?
Well, they've got Terrence West. They have him.
Do they still have him?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. This has been fun, guys. All right, Mitch, what time does coverage start?
6 p.m., Geico Sports at Central. 6:30, Redskins kickoff. Then the game. Stick around after for Redskins Extra, Chick Hernandez, Trevor Maddich, Brian Mitchell, JP Finley, the whole crew.
It's going to be fun. Football is back, baby. They're gonna be wearing uniforms with helmets on the field. That's enough to get the blood flowing.
It gets the juices going a little.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.